Hey Miranda, it's me. Listen, this is too much for the usual email, so I'm sending you the audio. The professor that I told you about, that I ran into at the coffee shop, yeah. I kind of have some news. Yeah, well, God, I mean, you know, I've had the hots for him since, like, freshman year. I didn't even have him for class. But damn, you know, and I told you, he's young, it's not like gross, he's young. Well, I finally brought one of my stories over to him in his office last night, and I mean, there were evening classes going on, but there's not a lot of them. I saw the light was on in his office, so I went in. And so I knocked on the door, and he's trying to send me away, saying his office hours were over, and I knew if I left, I'd never go back, so I knocked again, and he tried to get me to go away, and I knocked again, and I just thought maybe if I could get him to open the door, he'd let me in. And so eventually, I think, to get the person he thought might be there to go away, he opened the door, and well, he seemed a little surprised to see me. And he said he thought that after our little encounter in the cafe that he might not see me again, but that he was glad that I had shown up. And he said that I'm sure he was just feeding me a line, but he said that he thought I was a valuable member of his class. So I asked him if he would review another one of my pieces, and he said he'd love to. And he seemed very eager to read it. So I handed him the one I told you about. And he started reading it out loud in front of me. It was so fucking hot. And, you know, this is the one about the girl who goes to her professor's office and brings him something to read and is wearing certain clothing that then I may have happened to wear that day. And, oh my God, I'm shaking just telling you about this. And so he stopped after the first line, and he's trying to be all, you know, professional about it. And he asked me if it's speculative fiction, like, is this something I'm hoping is going to happen? And you know, he made some lame comments about my protagonist, but as he's reading and as he's commenting, I can see he's getting, you know, a little more flustered. I don't know, maybe it was my imagination, but he really did seem like he was getting a little flustered. And then by the time he got to, there's a point in the story where I take my blouse off and I don't have anything on underneath it. And he's still reading this out loud. Oh my God. I was so fucking wet. Anyway, it was clear from his tone of voice that I had him. I had him, and I was able to breathe a little easier because I knew I wasn't going to get laughed out of his office or yelled at. And he's breathing heavily, and he'd stopped trying to hide it. And he read the part where I take off my shorts and really slow. And he told me I was fucking perfect. He said that every inch of me was beautiful. What did he say? God. He said I was like a piece of art standing in front of him. Oh, God. But he still didn't make a move. This was what was so fucking hot. It's like, you know how guys our age, they're just like all over you, and it's like, give me some. Yeah. No. He like stands there and asks me what happens fucking next in my story. Like, you can feel the tension building in the room. You can feel the temperature rising. Oh, fuck. So, I went for it. I said, well, he kisses her. Really thinking, God, I hope this works. And he took me by the hips and lifted me onto his desk. And he fucking narrated our fuck. He narrated it. It was so, I know I keep saying this, so fucking hot, but it was so fucking hot. You know, it's like when a guy tells you what he's going to do before he does it, and then you have those few seconds where you have to wait, and it's just so delicious. It was like that. God, he kissed all over my body. He licked my nipples and he suckled them. And it wasn't, you know, like, it wasn't like guys our age who are just in a hurry to get there. Fuck, he knelt down on the floor and he put my legs over his shoulder. I don't know why I'm whispering this. There's nobody here. He put my legs over his shoulders. Oh my God. I mean, God, I'm getting wet just thinking about it again. He fingered me and he was kissing just the outer folds. And intentionally not touching my clit. Instead, he asked me if I wanted him to. Oh, God. And when I said yes, he... Oh, my God. He suckled it like with my nipples. I never had a guy do that before. It was so erotic. So fucking hot. And I couldn't help it. I was getting close already, and I tried to be quiet, but I couldn't, and I was moaning louder, and I just clenched my legs around his head. Oh God, and he still is paying attention to me. He's telling me he wants me to come, he needs me to come, and oh my God, that just sent me over the edge, and I came so hard, and he didn't stop. He devoured me the whole time. It just lasted forever. I was shaking. And when he stood up, I could see he was so fucking hard for me. And he said that I drove him wild. But he didn't act on it. Like, he was waiting for me, like, every step of the way, it was my consent. And there was something so amazingly sexy about that. So I unzipped his pants and I gently took out his cock, and he looks at me and asks me if this was a game. And I didn't know what to say. At first I thought he was saying I was some kind of slut. And I said, no, it's a story. And he asked me if my protagonist wanted to be fucked. And I nodded my head, and he wouldn't take that as a yes. He made me say it. Oh, God. And after I did, he slid inside me, and he started slow, and he's saying all these romantic things, like I have him in a spell, and God, but it didn't take long, and he threw my legs on his shoulders again, and his tone started to change, and he got more desperate, and that composure that he tries to hang on to in his lectures in class, that was gone. And I, oh God, I thought I was going to come again. He was going to lose it. But he pulled out before he could. And At first I thought he didn't want it, but I got down on my knees in front of him, and he said he'd been fantasizing about this moment. Oh God, and I took him in my mouth, and I could taste him, but I could also taste me. And he's trying to keep it together as I'm sucking him so fucking hard, and he can't. He just can't. And he pulls me up and he bends me over the desk, and he tries to tease my clit with his head, but I just slammed back on him. I don't know where it came from. I couldn't help myself. And he was surprised, but that was all he needed. He fucked me so hard until I came. And then he pulled out and he came all over my ass. And then he laughed, not in a mocking way, that, you know, that like, kind of like I just did, you know, like when you just came and you just feel so fucking good. Oh God. And his knees were shaking and he was kind of a little dorky. He tried to get himself together again before I left. And he told me to come back anytime the store was open. But oh my God, it was the most erotic thing that has ever happened to me. I don't know. I find it hard to believe that something could be more so. So call me when you get a chance. I'd love to tell you more. I hope you had a good weekend. All right. Okay, love you. Bye.